This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Dibs, they've got me very scared. And I do think these are just words and they are negotiating ploys. But at the same time, what I don't know is to what level are you going to let those words guide your decision making? It's just me, but I don't like it in the off season whenever I'm a fan of a team that comes out and starts talking about how money is a problem and we need to start doing a lot less when it comes to money. That is not what any fan wants to hear, and I did not think I'd be hearing it anytime soon from the San Francisco 49ers.
I understand that, but it is the reality of a salary cap league, and it's different when the Giants come out and say, you know, we're just trying to break even. That's offensive on a number of different levels, especially when the Dodgers are shelling out hundreds of millions of dollars to everyone who has a pulse and maybe has played baseball once in their life. So that's a little bit different because, you know, the Giants are allowed to, with the big development they have down there, the multi-billion dollar development, they're probably doing okay financially. So that's an uncapped league. It's a little bit of a different feel. The Warriors and Joe Lacob, he's spent more money than any other team in the history of the association. So even this year where they talk about getting below the second apron, okay, we're going to give you a year to save money because you've spent more in luxury tax than any other team in history has ever spent. And you've won rings. So that's great. But for the Niners, I do think that, and you and I have had this conversation many times about the cap, and you've always said cap schmap, and you're right, because you can maneuver, you can manipulate, you can massage, but it feels like now, and you said this during in the green room during the pre-show, like it feels like now ownership is saying enough of like me picking up your mistakes by, you know, repurposing contracts and giving out big cash bonuses. It feels more now like they're saying enough is enough with all these bad contracts.
And again, I've never met Jed York, but most billionaires that I've watched in sports think about these things the same way, which is when they are good owners, they'll say yes a lot. Yeah, you want to extend our payroll? Answers yes. Go win. And when you go to NFC title games and your quarterback's arm falls off, or when you go to the Super Bowl and you lose in overtime, the owner is like, you're right there. So yes, let's keep saying yes. And then you come back to the owner the next offseason and you're like, right, so we went 6-11.
Yeah.
And we finished in fourth in our division. That's when the owner's going to be like, what the hell am I paying for? What are you doing? I'm not here for games at the end of the year where the stands are half empty because you all punted on this whole thing already. I'm not here on December 30th so that when the Lions come to town for a massive Monday night game, we're actually just sitting here with our phones out looking at our fantasy scores because the final score of the game doesn't matter. And half of the crowd is like, you know, it'd be better if we lost this game, actually.
Exactly.
I was there. Nobody cared.
Yep.
It was this campy little feeling of like, well, there's a lot of points being scored. This is fun. Like, oh, God. If I'm Jed York, I broke off Brandon Ayuk. What?
Yeah.
For what? So I get it. But the bottom line is, for fans, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. It's not what you want to hear. And my hope is that what the 49ers are trying to do is this is their play to try to get a couple of the contracts to fall in the bucket that they would like it to fall in, as opposed to being a team who actually has suddenly decided, nope, it's time to clip and trim and save and sell a piece of the team and all of these things. And that's what we've gotten a flow of so far. We thought that February and March would be about the buildup to the draft and a Brock Purdy contract extension. And instead, we've gotten an all-time favorite Niner shipped out for a fifth-round pick. We've got reporters saying that everybody on the roster is available. And, oh, by the way, your quarterback might have to do double franchise tags for the next 2 years, which are all leverage plays.
Yeah.
But so I'll go with that until I know otherwise, but this is not the narrative that I want to hear right now.
I get that, and I don't think that they're going to go that route with Brock Purdy. And I, you know, listen to Adam Schefter, and he's talking about the contract, and because Brock Purdy's made Pro Bowls now, that the number that he is on the books for, 1.1, is actually $5 million, so he gets $5 million, and then if you do back-to-back franchise tags, and you know Evan played the sound, and it works out to be about almost $100 million over 3 years, which is $33 million per year, less than what many people think he would get, which is 50 or 55, or who knows what he would get. So it's definitely a leverage play, and we talked about this last year where the team could use the franchise tag as a threat. You could have him play this year on $5 million, and then you could franchise him twice, and that works out to be about $100 million total. And you could do that, but I don't think that they will. And that is something that Cincinnati does, and they did that to T. Higgins. Yeah. So now he's going to play on the franchise tag for a second straight year, and he's probably not happy about it. You'd rather have a long-term deal than something that is concrete and set in stone. And so if you're the Niners, do you want to do that to your quarterback, the most important player on your team? That's not the way a good team goes about doing its business.
Of course not. And so my read on this, I think, is the same as yours, which is that negotiations have started and both sides are digging in for something that might take a minute or two longer than they originally thought. Because, yeah, if I'm Brock's agent, why wouldn't you come in and be like, so Dak Prescott's there, so we'll go just north of that, that'll be fine.
Yeah, even Jordan Love,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right, because we're better than those. Well, I don't know if he's better than Jordan Love. He's definitely better than Dak Prescott. He's better than Trevor Lawrence. I'd be using those two deals.
Yeah, but we talked about the Jordan Love deal, which is 55 per year. Right. Like, would Brock take that right now?
Probably, but I don't think the Niners want to start their offer there.
Right.
So both sides are going to – this is the leverage that both have, right? Brock Purdy's going to say, so you suck without me, and
I'm really good.
I don't know what your other option is, and so you don't want me to be mad because maybe I just won't show up this year, and then what are you going to do? And the Niners' leverage is what you just heard Adam Schefter say, and we'll play it again right now because I don't want to assume that nobody just showed up in the last 15 minutes.
Yep.
This is from the Pat McAfee show on ESPN earlier today, Adam Schefter.
The Niners, if they don't sign Brock Purdy this offseason, and here's a team that really is up against it financially, if they don't sign him, and Brock Purdy obviously is going to want to get a deal done, and the Niners would want to get a deal done. But the issue is he's scheduled to make $5.1 million this season. He then could be tagged after next season for $41 million. He could be tagged the season after that for $51 million. So if you don't get a deal done with Brock Purdy and you're the Niners, and again, this would not be what Brock Purdy would want, I would imagine. Certainly not what his agent would want. He would play for $5 million this year, $41 next year, $51 the year after. You're talking about $97+ million over the next 3 years, which for most people would be incredible money, but not for a quarterback who's waiting to get paid. And so the Niners have a bit of a cap issue, cash issue. And so they can't put Brock Purdy necessarily where he might be. They can go to a certain level. They'd want to pay him, but it's not going to be, I would imagine, quite as high as most people think.
It just makes me laugh. I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy any of it. It's a bunch of junk. That's the 49ers calling Adam Schefter and saying, look, here's the tone we'd like to strike. Boy, Brock, we love you. But oh, these financial problems we're having. What financial problems? Now all of a sudden, you're completely out of cash and you're strapped. So you're going to try to like appeal to Brock Purdy and be like, so like, we love you, but you got to understand, we need to be able to put people around you now So we're going to need you to maybe just be aware of our situation. And then, oh, by the way, let's casually drop in. Just so you know, Brock, we do have the power to control you.
Yeah, facts.
For the next 3 years at $33 million a year.
Yep.
So
those are facts.
They're facts. Now, nobody wants that, though, because you could go that route and then Brock says, I'm not playing, and now everybody loses. Now, everybody loses starting with us. But that's the card to me that the 49ers just laid with this report.
Well, and that card has been there. And the fact that Adam Schefter is coming out with that report tells me that they're ready to play it, which also indicates to me that this extension that we all talk about is not that close to being a reality. And we talked about it before where, you know, both sides want this to happen. But if the team doesn't want to pay top dollar, and I get that, and whether or not they are cash strapped or cap strapped, I think that they are in terms of the salary cap. It's a little bit tighter than what we would have thought because what you're going to have to eat with Deebo Samuel, you trade Deebo and what you owe him accelerates to this year. And that takes up about half of what you had in your cap room. And you have 11 or 12 or 13 guys you want to draft and pay. So I don't think that they have as much money as people would think that they would. So for Brock Purdy, yeah, you're going to have to pay him a lot of money, most of which will be down the road. But no matter what that is, you're probably going to have to restructure Kittle, and Juszczyk might be a cap casualty, and you got Fred Warner you might restructure.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of financial work that you have to do because you don't have as much cap room as you did before you decided to trade Deebo Samuel.
It's tough stuff. The bottom line is, in professional sports, if you're a team or a player and you find a microphone and you start talking to your fan base about money, it's not going to go over well. Period. Period. I mean, there was the off-season report with the Giants. Oh, like lower spending a little bit. Bleep you is the response of just about every fan. Bleep you. You know what? We'd like to save money, too. How about if the Tony's Pizza out there in right field would charge a little bit less for a slice of cheese, right?
How about we stop instituting tariffs on our allies? I had to sneak that one.
Yeah, there's that, right.
According to OverTheCap.com, the Niners have the largest dead cap hit this year in the NFL.
Sure, but then
that's a thing.
That's a thing, but they also still have space.
Not a lot.
But they've got space.
Yep.